This is Penn Jillette in Las Vegas, Nevada, just daydreaming a little bit here. We're on Free FM, 866-313-FREE, 3733, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. Well, you know, it's Contraception Thursday. There, Michael Goodell. We're going to talk contraception. I think that I'm going to go get a vasectomy. Probably next week we're off from the big show at the Rio. There's no Penn and Teller show next week. We got 2 weeks off. And when I have 2 weeks off, I'm not comfortable unless I get a medical procedure. So it's either I'm going to get massive silicone implants, or I'm going to get a vasectomy.
How are you going to choose?
I don't know. Probably flip a coin. And I'm thinking about getting a vasectomy. I was talking to my wife. You know, we had our second kid, 3 days old, Zoltan, doing very well, thank you. And we had discussed that if she went to C-section, she was going to get a tubal ligation.
Right. Yeah. They're going to sue her tube.
They're going to sue her tube. And going to get a vasectomy. So I guess I played those odds. But a friend of mine got a vasectomy way back in like 75 or something and said that the pain was no worse than being kicked in the balls by a mule. So I can take that.
That seems fine.
I'm very cool with that. I want to talk about contraception. If you have any stories, vasectomies and so on. I'm not going to get the vasectomy on the air, not because I don't want to get it on the air, but because, like, every DJ has done it. Steve Dahl did it, like, you know, whatever, 40 years ago Steve Dahl did it, and did it on the radio and did a fine job. I don't think I can do a better job of having a surgical procedure to my genitals than Steve Dahl did. You know, I think it's like covering a song. If you can't do it better, you don't want to cover it. You know, if you really don't think that your version of Come Together, if you don't think Aerosmith's version is going to be better than the Beatles' original version, you don't do it. It's as simple as that. If you don't think Cirque du Soleil is going to do every Beatles song better than the Beatles, you do not do it. And since I'm not convinced that I can get a better vasectomy on the air than Steve Dahl, I'm not going to do it. But I'll do it around, like sometime next week. I'll come in. One day I'll come in and say, oh, today I'm getting a vasectomy. The next day I'll say, oh, I have a vasectomy now. So that's where it's going to go. But there's a really interesting thing.
I have a vasectomy now.
No, I'm not. People that get all squeamish about their genitals, I just don't care. You know, I have been kicked in the nuts so hard so many times. If you have my personality, you get kicked in the nuts. That's the way it works. If you want to act like me, that's the deal you make with God. You say, I'm going to be Penn Jillette in my life. This is the way I'm going to act. And God says, okay, you're going to get kicked in the nutsack a lot. A lot.
Yeah, well, maybe your height has helped. Maybe it's actually reduced some of the pain. I can't really kick that high.
I have such a low tolerance for pain. I have such a high tolerance for pain. And I just don't care. I just don't care at all. But if anybody has vasectomy stories, call up 866-313-FREE. If you have any sort of contraception, if you have a better idea for us, call up. But what really interests me is this article in Medical News Today. This is a great headline. This headline, to wrap your head around, it's not a particularly funny headline, but to wrap your head around this headline, it's a mind blower. Rhythm method, that's the technique of not screwing during certain times of the cycle. It's the only method of birth control the Catholic Church condones. Rhythm method may kill off more embryos than other methods of contraception. I'll say it again. Rhythm method may kill off more embryos than other methods of contraception. This is the coolest thing in the world. You know how I love bioethicists.
Yes.
You know, I'm just crazy for the bioethicists. And Zigrid Corn Revere, Bob, yes, Corn Revere's wife, who has a law degree and a medical degree. Talk about having something to prove. And is probably one of the smartest human beings we've been in a room with. She's a bioethicist. I have this. I'm just queer for the bioethicists. I just really dig them. And I don't know why I don't subscribe to this. And I think I'm going to this. The Journal of Medical Ethics I should subscribe to. The method of relying on abstinence during the most fertile period of a woman's menstrual cycle for a woman who has a regular 28-day cycle, this is around 10 to 17 of the cycle. This is the only method of birth control condoned by the Catholic Church because it does not interfere with conception, so allowing nature to take its course. It believes that this method works. Here's the part that gets cool, because it prevents contraception from occurring, but says Professor Bovins, it may owe much of its success to the fact that embryos conceived on the fringes of the fertile period are less viable than those conceived toward the middle. So by timing it this way, you are saying that embryos will die. That's what you're doing. Whereas a condom stops the embryos from ever starting.
Right.
So if you believe that life begins at conception,
yeah.
If you believe that life begins at conception, then doing the rhythm method is a way to kill embryos. If you believe that life begins at conception, you should use condoms or even birth control pills, or even a morning after pill, is the same as using this. It's a nutty study. The nut point of view, I can't bring a nuttier point of view than that. You want to take a phone call?
Sure. We have one right here. We have Bobby on line one. You there, Bobby?
Hey,
hey Bobby. This is Ben. How you doing, man?
You guys are talking about this. Have you heard about a new birth control for men that's supposed to be coming out? It's 100% effective.
Yeah, I did hear a little bit about this. Do you know more about it than I do? You must.
Yeah, what happens is the night you think you're going to have sex, what you do is the next day the guy takes it and your blood type changes.
What? That can't be.
That was a dumb joke. I'm sorry.
Okay.
There is one.
I thought he was
going to
do the
come out 3 years ago. And what it does is it turns off the sperm's tail, but for some reason it's still in test. So I don't know if you heard more about that. Sorry about the joke. I thought it'd be a little bit funnier.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, okay. I was just a little lost. There's nothing wrong with doing a joke. But there is another form of birth control, right? There's another one that they're doing for men. They're going to do a pill very soon and stuff like that. But I don't think, maybe I'll get a vasectomy while it's still a process you can get. You know, I have the rest of my life to try the other ones. Let's take another call. Let's take another call, Gooder.
Let's jump over to line two. This is Nick.
Boy, he just shut us up, didn't he? Hello, Nick. This is Penn. How you doing, man?
How's it going, Penn? Hey, I just heard you say that you were thinking about getting a vasectomy next
year. Yeah.
I'm 23 years old. I had my first child when I was 18. I've got three kids. I'm 23. And I was actually thinking about doing the same thing. But I heard that you no longer, that you don't have any semen after that. Do you know anything about that?
Oh, no, you absolutely do. You cannot tell. There'd be no way for you to tell that someone has had a vasectomy without medical equipment. Everything is exactly the same. So all the games you like to play with different bodily fluids, you still get to play. It's just that those bodily fluids do not contain little soldiers.
Okay. Hey, I have a question for you.
Do you want to come to Vegas and do it with me? We could, like, cross swords or something. Maybe we could get a group.
We can do that, Ted.
A group rate.
I got a question for you.
Okay.
You mentioned a few weeks ago, I think, about some theory about brains in a jar.
Yeah.
Do you know where I can get, is there a website or a book I can read to get some more?
You mean the idea that we might there might be no reality outside of what's in our own brain, pure solipsism?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's really intriguing. I'd like to learn more about that if I could.
I don't know where that is. That idea is brought up a lot, but I can't think of an actual source. Do you know what we're talking about, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Aren't you talking about the the movie series? Yeah, the Matrix.
Yeah, the Matrix. It's just the Matrix. It is, isn't it?
It is.
It is a matrix. Well, thanks a lot for calling. If you want to get a vasectomy, you're still going to have all the same sexual fun you have, absolutely 100%. It doesn't cut down on that at all. It just cuts down. You need a microscope to be able to do it.
To tell the difference, yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And 866-313-3733. Of course, you know, if he came out and had the vasectomy with me, we could do that on the air. Steve Dahl never had a listener have a vasectomy with him. Maybe we can find an ambidextrous doctor who can do both simultaneously. By the way, I'll take the right hand. He'll do one. And, you know, it'll be a party here. You know, we'll have Happy Jack will buy donuts. Patrick will give gambling money. It'll be great. So
I'm really sorry I'll be out of town that week. I'll be sailing in the San Juan Islands while you do this.
Yeah, we might
I'll
do
call
that.
In.
Yes, for those of you listening, all next week is Sans Goudeau. There'll be no Goudeau next week. We're having Lawrence O'Donnell is going to be coming in. Mercedes, the local radio station, is coming in. And Mack King will be coming in for Monkey Tuesday.
Yeah, the famous magician. Oh, there it is.
Beautiful. Yeah. Mack King, the very famous magician, will be coming in. What I'm surprised. We're getting a lot of calls talking about vasectomies, right?
Yes.
I want somebody to call and talk about. I mean, doesn't this blow anybody else's mind? This rhythm method thing by the bioethicist? I love that. Anyway, I'll take another call on anything. I'm not proud or tired.
Let's take Alan on line one.
Hey, Alan, what's up, man? This is Penn.
Hey, Penn, how you doing?
Very well, thank you, sir.
Good. Well, I just wanted to make a comment. You know, my girlfriend's on the pill, but she also takes it because it gives her clear skin. And she has some problem with pimples and whatnot, and ever since she's been on the pill, she seems to not have that problem anymore.
Yeah, the pill actually has a lot of other pluses. I mean, there are some people that don't even consider it for contraception, just use it for other things. It controls menstruation. It does all sorts of groovy things. But
right.
But do you enjoy the upside of the nut? Which do you enjoy more, being able to just have sex willy nilly or no pimples, or does one lead to the other?
I'm not so prickly about the pimples, you know. I'm more concerned about the side effects. I love her as it is anyways. But, I also heard about this other thing where your skin, so... I don't know. That's not a method of contraception, but I thought it'd be an interesting one anyway.
Well, there certainly are plenty of websites with that. I couldn't find the brain in the jar. As a matter of fact, almost any two words you search for will end up giving you a link like that on Google. I mean, you can search for bioethicist boxcar, and you'll end up being that.
Yeah, I'm
but,
sure.
But thanks a lot for calling. You know, I can't believe that we just said this. You know, we have found, Randy Alcorn, a U.S. pro-life campaigner, has equated global oral contraceptive use to chemical abortion that is responsible for tens of thousands of deaths of embryos or unborn children every year. This is what they say. The contraception causes the death of unborn children, and yet the rhythm method, the only one that they say is totally groovy. I mean, this is an amazing argument, and it's a piece of real science that says that just the eggs fertilized on the cusp of these two sides are more apt to die. So if you're talking about, if you think that life
is exactly backwards on this.
Exactly.
They got it exactly 100% wrong.
Yeah. Whereas a condom is the medical equivalent of not having sex, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, the medical equivalent. Fortunately for us,
no child.
It's not the physical equivalent, just the medical equivalent. You got other calls you want to take, Mike?
Sure. Let's talk to Lynn on line four.
Hey, Lynn, what's up? This is Penn.
Hi, Ken.
How you doing?
I wonder what your comment would be about my indignation that religion seems to focus so much on sex and controlling people's sex lives. I don't see what that has to do with belief in God.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't really know either. But it certainly is in every religion. There is a huge obsession with especially what women do sexually.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I don't know why. I mean, I certainly could not agree more with your indignation. Although it seems to me to be part and parcel of religion. It seems like we haven't really had a religion that doesn't take control over sex. Although,
I think it's a matter of trying to control people's lives. You know,
well, yeah, I mean, I think that even the most religious, I mean, even the most religious people would agree with you on that. I mean, I think the Catholic Church would say, yes, we're trying to control people's lives. We're trying to get them in line with God. I mean, I don't think there's an argument there.
I just thought you might have some insight into that. But
I'm afraid I don't. You know, I just think that, you know, when you look at all sorts of stuff like the priest being celibate is not really a question of carrying out the wishes of God so much as it is to have property remain in the church. That was part of the thinking behind that, because I believe celibacy comes into Christianity
right.
fairly late. Yeah. So, yeah, I don't have any deep insight. insights. You know, I am so kind of creeped out by anybody taking control of everyone else's life that I certainly couldn't agree with you more.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks a lot. Yeah, I don't know. You know, that's the problem. You do a show a little while, and then you end up having people agree with you, and they call in and go, "What up with this?" And I just don't know. So 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. That's Penn with two N's. Take another call.
Yeah, let's talk to John on line 7. You there, John?
What's up, boss? You there? We lost John. John put his tail between his legs and ran.
Yeah, let's talk to line 8. Let's talk to Sandra.
Hey, Sandra.
8? Line 8.
This kind of goes back 5 minutes ago, but I had a boyfriend that had a mastectomy. Vasectomy.
He's looking better.
And his output was diminished greatly.
Oh, really?
In that area. Yeah.
Really?
He was really bummed out about it. I met him 5 years after he had the procedure.
Really? See, I didn't know that at all. Every single website I've looked at, everybody I've talked to, every doctor I've talked to, said that there's no change in that at all. Now, this is a friend of a close friend story, because you didn't know him before the vasectomy. Is that correct?
Correct.
So, I'm not questioning you. I'm just saying that what we are doing is we are taking, you're repeating his word. You weren't actually there, so to speak, before and after. Is that right?
Exactly, right. Yeah. But it was like, at first I took it personally. I thought it was me, and then he was like, no, I've gone to my doctor several times about it, and he didn't know if they tied it off too far back or whatever, but it was very disappointing.
But it did cut down your laundry bill somewhat, didn't it?
Fantastic, but the outcome was a little disappointing. So
wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And yeah. I just thought that maybe that's the way it is for everybody. So when I heard you talking about it, I was like, oh, I have to call in and share my experience. Because
yeah, that's amazing. I mean, there must be, you know, we do have doctors listening. So there's probably some urologist who's going to call in and lay the 411 on us. But thank you so much.
That's okay.
Thanks so much for calling. That's really, you're looking desperately
on
the web.
I can't find anything that says that she's right.
Well, that's the problem. Well, you know, we're not.
How do you spell her name again?
We're not questioning her veracity. She is reporting. You know, it's possible that he was, you know, men have been known. I mean, I don't want to, you know, something they want me to stay away from subjects that are really, really, really controversial. But I just want to say this. Some men have been known to lie before, during, and after sex. It has happened. It has happened. I've heard tell. So maybe his, what did she say? His output was disappointing, was the way she put it. That seems safe, right? Diminished. His output was diminished. She also said she was disappointed. She said bum somewhere. His output was diminished is what she said. And maybe if you're a guy who has diminished output, that's a good story to tell, because you figure, what harm is it doing? I'm telling one person. It's not like I'm spreading a lie to millions of people over the radio. That's what you're thinking at the time you tell this lie. Then it happened. You found anything yet?
No.
Well, anyway, we'll take a break. 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. If you know anything about diminished output after a vasectomy, give me a bang on the pipes. Would you want to talk to you?
WJFK. We're on the web at 1067freefm.com.
This is Ben Gillette, 866-313-FREE, 3733, free FM, PennRadio@gmail.com, PennRadio.com. We're talking about, I was trying to talk about this great kind of counterintuitive thing about the rhythm method, that it kills off more embryos than other methods of contraception, which I think is really fascinating. It's really fascinating that the Catholic Church only approves of the rhythm method because they believe that life begins at conception and that other forms of birth control stop that, whereas it turns out that the rhythm method works because the embryos that are conceived on the fringes of the fertile time have less chance of being
viability. Less chance of implanting, yes.
Right. So and implanting is the important one. So there would be viable, in principle, there are viable viable embryos who just cannot implant. About the embryo
itself. Shut up a little late on the bus.
Yeah, exactly. And so it's this other weird case of if you have an all-knowing pope who has a strict conduit to God, how come he doesn't know what the bioethicists know? And speaking of bioethicists, you know, I've had a long lot of trouble with Sigrid Fry Revere's name. I called her Sigrid Corn Revere. Corn Revere is Bob Corn Revere's last name. His wife's name is Sigrid Fry Revere because they gave themselves the same groovy last name after Bob Revere and then used their previous names as the beginning of the hyphenate. So her name is Sigrid Fry Revere, and I think I've shown my position that she's one of the smartest people I've ever been in a room with has not changed. Her position, that I'm the dumbest ass yeah. she ever met, has also not changed. She's able to sit there and have her husband say, he can't remember your name. Once he remembers it, he remembers it wrong. But boy, does this retard think you're smart. He can barely tie
she's
his shoes.
Too.
She's party and she's smart. That's what I like about her. She's real smart. Let's take a call. 866-2133.
You know the guy you chased off earlier, John, is back on line 8. Are you there, John? Line 8.
Yep, you guys there?
Hey, John. Welcome back. Hello. Welcome back, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very well, thank you, sir.
Listen, I guess there's something I don't understand about what you're saying. The words are messed up, but an embryo, what you're stating is that the study is saying that if the rhythm method leads to more embryo loss than other forms of contraception, is that right?
Well, no. If you use a condom, then there is no, when it works properly, the sperm does not touch the egg, and therefore you do not have an embryo.
No conception.
Therefore, there is no conception whatsoever. They're saying that they are discovering now, and this is brand new stuff right out of the Journal of Medical Ethics. They're discovering now that the way the rhythm method works, which is abstinence during certain times of the month being timed, is that those fertilized eggs, embryo, by the definition of the Catholic Church, a living human being, they are less viable because they're on the fringe. So you are using a calendar in a way.
I think you have to start at the beginning. There is no such thing as an embryo if you're doing the rhythm method. An embryo, by definition, is the union of an oocyte and spermatozoa.
Exactly.
And there is no such thing as an embryo if you're using the rhythm method. The rhythm method is stating that you're not having sex. And if you're not having sex, then you're not producing sperm.
This is what's so fascinating about this. I'm so glad you called. This is what's fascinating about it. The rhythm method is not having sex for certain times during the cycle. But then when you have sex on other sides of this cycle, because the sperm is viable for a while, you do have embryos that are formed, but because they're fringe and outside the cycle, the embryos cannot attach.
So I don't agree with that, because usually a woman, when she's fertile on day... Usually they say, 13, 14, and 15, but you obviously would avoid intercourse from day 10 to, like, let's say, day 18, day 8, day 19.
Sure.
They're not producing oocytes. In other words, it's impossible for a woman to produce a oocyte to be fertilized by an egg. So I don't.
And what they're finding out. What they're finding out now is that what you said, which is what everybody believed, certainly what I believed.
Up until this morning.
Until this morning, is not true. What's happening
is
that the article is from the Journal of Medical Ethics, and it's a Professor Bovens, Bovens, if you want to do a search for this. It's a pretty fascinating idea. And yes, exactly, everything you said, if you talked to me 12 hours ago, I agreed with. If you talked to me 12 hours ago, you would have woken me up and I would have kicked your ass. If you talked to me 24 hours ago, I would have agreed with completely. But it just turns out there's more medical information, which I just found. The way you're reacting is precisely the way I reacted this morning. And what I thought was so fascinating.
P values and odds ratios and to see numbers needed to treat and all the sort of like bioethics that we use to see if a study is very valid, because
sure, of course,
the science in OBGYN is ancient. I mean, people have been having babies forever, and
of course,
I don't see how that's possible. If a woman's cycle, unbeknownst to most people, is very precise. I mean, they produce an egg, and usually only one egg out of a cycle that is able to be fertilized, and that
absolutely.
And that's only done during a certain very, very short window period.
Right.
Yes, and
I
you're saying
being developed, and not only that, sperm dies. You know, said I don't understand.
So you're talking about the rhythm method means stopping.
I have to research it.
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. It's a nutty thing.
A lot of people get pregnant using the rhythm method.
A lot of people. So we
which is all the evidence we actually really needed to say that it doesn't work, but also it certainly suggests that this is a possibility.
Yeah. I mean,
anyway,
I'll have
to find the article. I'll do a literature search tonight.
Yeah, great. Do it. A Journal of Medical Ethics, and the cat's name is Bovens, Bovens. If you want to do a check, it's an amazing study. And I'm trying to think. It's the Journal of Medical Ethics, 2006, and then it's 32, and then 355-6. If you want to find the exact journal, that's a cool thing. Yeah, exactly. This is that was the call. Thanks a lot for calling. That was the call I was waiting for.
Sure.
Because that's the call that really understands how mind blowing and how just total psychedelic pandemonium in the ovaries this is. Psychedelic pandemonium in the ovaries. Something we feature as often as we can on Free FM. 866-313-FREE 3733. You're listening to, by the way, to Penn Jillette, the one who talks in Penn and Teller. We're going to take another call here on Ovary Thursday.
Sure.
You haven't got a theme for that. I'm sorry, but it is Ovary Thursday.
You want me to hum one?
Yeah.
Well, this is Sam on line three.
I think you've
line
hummed enough
three.
Of them.
Hey, Penn, how you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are
love
you?
Love your show, man. Penn, I had a vasectomy 28 years ago.
Whoa.
Not a
that
problem,
was back
man.
When the, that was back it. When they were done with an axe, right?
Go for it. It's you know, I'm a bass player. I stand a lot. The only thing I'm going to tell you is after you have it, do what the doctor says, lay down for 24 hours, you're not going to have a problem. If you try and stand, but if you
and,
do what
you
says, it's not a problem. As far as the amount of semen, it's never been a problem. I think I can still knock a beer can off the log, you know what I mean?
Boy, you know, I thought you might be lying.
Don't do it at lunchtime.
I thought you might be lying about being a bass player until I heard you talk a little more. Now I have no doubt. You play upright or you play electric?
I play both.
Oh, cool. Cool. You play what kind of music?
40 years.
What's that?
Been playing for about 40 years.
Oh, man. I've been playing upright for 5 years, and I'm just so envious of the people that started earlier. But you know, I want to talk about bass playing, and the subject on the table, so to speak, is vasectomy. Thanks
sound.
A lot.
When you get that done, you'll be the happiest.
Okay.
Wow.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot for calling, man. Bass player. See, I don't
the government
trust...
was listening in on that call and cut him off.
They figured he'd already been cut 28 years ago. Why the hell not cut him off again? I love that call. I love that call because, you know, no matter who I'm talking to, the person I'm going to trust most in the world for my medical advice is a bass player.
Of course.
Yeah, you want to go one bass player to another. And didn't he sound like a bass player?
He's a bass player.
Clearly. Yeah, that kind of cool, laid back man. See, he's been playing bass 40 years, and I've been playing 5 years, and that's who I want to be. That guy who just called, I want to be him. Knocking off a beer can, playing upright, playing electric, size of an orange. He got everything going on. That's why. Listening to people like him talk is why I took up bass. My hero. Let's take one more call before the break.
Okay, let's go to, line seven. This is Carlos.
Hey, Carlos, what's up, man? This is Penn.
Hey, Penn, congratulations on Zoltan.
Oh, thank you. It's Zoltan, actually, but that makes very little difference.
Sorry. Yeah, that other caller who was disputing the Bovens findings, the whole thing on fertilization and human beings and embryos. I mean, none of Bovens findings are really counterintuitive because they said for years that women are getting pregnant all the time and miscarrying before they even realize it. So, of course, anyone who practices the rhythm method, they're going to be, you know, these women are going to be getting pregnant a couple times in their lifetimes and not even realizing it.
Right. So you're saying that this study did not surprise you at all?
No, not at all. It makes total sense. I mean, you know, the human body is not a Swiss clock, you know? I mean, it doesn't, you know, you don't release an egg at the exact same time, you know, every month of your fertile lifetime. So yeah,
I sure don't.
From time to time, you know, stray eggs are going to shoot off here, shoot off there, depending on how a woman's hormones are flowing. And yeah, I mean, like they say, you know, women miscarry all the time, you know, within days of getting pregnant, and they never even realize it. So, of course, I mean, you know, the Catholic Church stand on reproductive rights has always been ludicrous to me. I was raised Roman Catholic.
Mm-hmm. Are you in the medical profession?
No.
Okay. Because you sure don't sound like a bass player.
Well, I play guitar.
There's a different style with guitar players and bass players.
We tend to be more intelligent than the bass players.
There's no doubt about that. You're not going to get an argument from me at all. I know the dumbest guy in the band is the bass player, and that's why I'm working to get there. I'm going to go for a break. Thanks a lot for calling, man. 866-313-3733. This is Penn Jillette, who will probably soon have a vasectomy unless someone calls and talks me out of it.
Free FM 106.7 106.7 FreeFM.com
New York 92.3 Free FM Penn Jillette.
Penn Jillette here, talking about perhaps a vasectomy. We got a few Gmails in, and I don't like to really repeat these because they're not medical, they're not findings, they're anecdotal. But someone that I trust 100% implicitly, whose name I will not give, says that in her
properly.
Experience, what's that?
Someone whose name you will not give properly.
Properly, in her experience, she says that her partner had a definite decrease in the amount produced. So
what, 3 to 5% is supposed to be the
3 to 5%? But I she says less. We're having mostly women report on this because I think men are a little uncomfortable, as I can imagine they would be. Not everybody will talk about everything like me. 866-313-FREE. That's 3733. PennRadio@gmail.com. PennRadio.com. And we had a person write in. You didn't send this to me, but I'll just recite it. Maybe you did. We'll have a what do you call a woman who uses the rhythm method? Mom. There we go. Another Gmail that's called
from Vlad the Impala.
Vlad the Impala. Snip snip. It says, Michael, we have the chance for real science. Ask Penn to measure output before and after the snip. Is it too late to start a graft? If he does the chop, I'm going to avoid the pictures from the studio link from next week. Shudder, says Vlad the Impala. Yeah, I don't know. The problem is that so many different things affect output. We've had people writing in about, you know, smell and taste and all sorts of sensual reactions to this. And the problem is that all sorts of diet and frequency and stuff like that will affect that. I don't know. I would have to do much more than a week of measuring beforehand to be able to tell if it's going to stop.
It's also, our only chance. Come on.
Also, I'll tell you that because our first child, our daughter Moxie, was an IVF a baby, we have a lot of experience with all sorts of fertility doctors. So before I get the vasectomy, I will go into the room with the posters of the women that hate me, and give them a sample that will be in deep storage. For those who don't know what I mean, when you have to, as they call, we can say all this, give a sample, is what they say, is give a sample to be stored, which I already did once. They send you into a room, and they have this really vanilla white bread version of what you're supposed to find breathtakingly sexy. So they have a really old, crusty VCR, and then they have like one tape of like the swimsuit edition, and then on the walls there were posters, and these posters were supposed to inspire men to want to give a sample. But the posters they chose were all posters. There were three posters of three women. There were Elle Macpherson. Okay.
I think we've been through this.
Pamela Anderson Leigh And but I'm going to tell it again. And okay. Nolan. What's her first?
Gina Lee.
Gina Lee Nolan. Those three women were up on posters, and those are all women who I have had altercations with. They are three women that I have made cry, and they are three women who have called me names that I can't say on the radio. So that's where I was when I had to give a sample. But I'm going to still go back into that room, because that's what I, that's how much I love the future generations of our world, and I will give a sample before I go in and have the surgical procedure. Get another call. You want to take
it? Sure. Let's talk to Joe on line two.
Hey, Joe, what's up, man? 866-313 free. What's up,
Hello,
Joe?
Hello, America.
How you doing?
Hey, I think you're wrong. First of all, I'm glad you're going public with your decision, but I think you're wrong, and I hope you change your mind and you don't do this. I'm looking at this whole thing from a what I like to consider a higher level of thinking. That is not that caveman attitude of sex and food, and that's all you got. We're humans. We're above that kind of stuff, and there's a higher level of thinking and a higher level to obtain, and that's where I think the Catholic Church is coming from by making suggestions on how you should conduct your life so that you don't get trapped and stuck at a very, very, very low form of life, in a sense.
I understand all of that at the high at that level of abstraction. You said it, but what am I wrong about, and what are you referring to?
I think you're wrong about having the operation, because anything that you do to damage your body is an assault on your humanity. And
oh, I see.
Anybody may be able to tell, but psychologically, it's going to get you. And it's and it's the same thing with abortion. You know, there's huge amounts of women years later after their abortion that are having mental problems because of what they've done. At the time, nobody's talking about that, but you go in there and you do this, and then you come out years later and you're sorry that you've ever had it done.
But you're also talking on that particular issue of abortion. You're talking about, if you'll forgive the cliche, chicken or an egg question, because you have the women who are having those psychological problems later is also tied in with the people who say they shouldn't have done it. So you've got a vicious circle going on there, and then they use as justification for why they shouldn't have done it the fact they felt bad about it that might have been caused by that. But on the other issue, I just want to know how far you go on this, because, you know, I'm always trying to find the purity in people. Let me finish. Are you saying no pierced ears, no tattoos, no modifications on the body at all?
I'm not saying that, no.
Okay, so you're talking about you're not supposed to make changes to reproduction. You're certainly not against having a wisdom tooth pulled?
No. There's no issues with that. The problem comes when the way that we are made, I believe, is that we are made to love. Okay? Mm-hmm. And love, by its very nature, is life creating and life forming. When you reject that in any way, you destroy your humanity.
So are you saying that all sex should be going toward with the goal of procreation?
Absolutely. And that's why the rhythm method is so excellent. Because let's say you and your
You have to hold on for a second here. If you're saying that all sex just goes for contraception, you're including the rhythm method, because the rhythm method is a way to avoid
conception. You have to listen to what I'm trying to say here, please.
Okay, I'm trying to. Go ahead, lay it on me.
Here it goes like this. You and your wife had a great day. Everything's fine. A good meal. It's a this is it. This is going to happen. And she says, oh, man, I'm sorry, but this is... All of a sudden, you're faced with a decision. Do you withhold and not show fully your love, or do you go ahead and does love at that moment for your wife overtake you, you go ahead in and enter and do everything you're supposed to? That is in itself life creating.
Right.
You can withhold you're holding back. You're controlling your love. When love is so powerful that it bubbles over and it creates a baby, then there you go. That's life forming.
So you're saying that the decision for reproduction should be made in a moment of passion.
No, not at all.
Well, that's what you said.
You have that choice. Either
you have that choice, but you want that choice. You want that choice to be made.
You can't help but showing your love. There's a good chance you're going to get a baby out of it.
Right, but you're saying that choice, the choice itself, is made when you are very, very passionate and very, very sexed up. You want the decision to be made then. Now, unfortunately, the argument you're making, and you know I love to take arguments to their logical conclusion, your argument does start to condone rape, you understand? Because you're saying that if your feeling of having sex is overwhelming, you must continue with it and make that...
No. See, you're distracting it. You're changing it to having sex. And that's the whole idea.
Right, you're saying that love is different.
Safe sex. Sex is an act of love. If the love is powerful at that moment, sex will happen and the baby will follow.
So you're saying that the decision comes from love. I'll take out the whole rape comment because that's never done with love and probably has very little to do with sex. But you're saying that if you feel an overwhelming love, if two people feel overwhelming love for one another, that they cannot hold back, that they don't want to hold back, then they should have the biology decide if they have a child or not, and that should not be a cold clinical decision made at a different time, but has to be made within the frame of love.
I'll agree with that. And it goes down to the discipline of love, okay?
I understand.
The discipline of love allows you to be fully human and to rise above that animalistic desire, okay? And that's the difference. That's key right there. That you're fully aware of the consequences of your love that you have for your wife, and you choose to act on it.
The guys in the studio are making the crazy sign with their hands about you. Goodell is shaking his head.
Well, tell them to bless themselves. I'm a former Catholic.
And I will tell you, I think that your argument is completely valid. I do not agree with you. I strongly do not agree with you. I think that what makes us human and not animal is making decisions about the future in a cold, clinical way. I think that that's what makes us human is the intelligence. I think the argument you're making is valid for animals. But once you've laid out and used the word love like that, I think it's a valid way to look at things. Now, I am going to cut you off here because we're almost out of time, but I think we've stated your point clearly. I hope you feel like you had a chance to say it, and thanks a lot for calling. Thanks so much. Of course, I disagree with him strongly. I believe that reproduction is the most important decision you can make and should be made taking in every factor you possibly can. And saying that you should only do it when swept up in the moment is an insane thing to say, but I'm a nut. I'm a real nut, and I appreciate the passion and the thought and how well laid out it was. He's wrong, by the way. But, you know, it's the same thing I feel about the hardcore Christians. I much prefer a hardcore Christian to a wishy-washy atheist. I believe that passion is important, and I love the fact that he's making an argument for passion. So, hey, love, baby, love. And maybe I'll get a vasectomy, so maybe I can do it better.
7 WJFK.